Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.
There's a real mixed bag on the front pages today. There's no one story dominating, so I'll run you through them. The Irish Daily Mail says children aged 11 are being used by criminal gangs to ferry drugs using scramblers. The head of the Garda Dublin Metropolitan West Region has vowed to eradicate the epidemic of the bikes from the streets of the capital. Des McTiernan says children are being lured into a life of crime and scramblers have become their vehicle of choice. But Gardaí are on to the scourge, he reassures readers. The Irish Examiner on the front page goes with the childcare fees cap that was announced yesterday, but the Examiner says that the latest cut to childcare fees will still see parents paying four times more from September than if the government had actually honoured its commitment to cut fees to €200 per month. So Norma Foley, the minister, confirming yesterday childcare fees for parents will be capped at €183.70 from September per week. That's €14 less than last year's cap. The Irish Sun, knife killer on camera. The thug suspected of stabbing Kayum Balogun to death is pictured fleeing the scene with a knife. The man in his 20s was caught on camera shortly after the attack in Dublin city centre. This is the guy now who has fled the country, by the way, and there was bloodied clothing recovered from the Airbnb he stayed in. Also, some of the papers talking about this particular suspect bragging online hours after the attack as well. The Irish Times on the front page has news that supermarket chain Lidl is claiming that a rival supermarket is exploiting the planning system by lodging spurious objections to its plans for new supermarkets. So the German retailer is urging the government to introduce reforms to remove bottlenecks, similar to measures that speed up large public infrastructure projects. They're saying that sometimes other retailers are lodging spurious objections for anti-competitive purposes, and Lidl wants the government to do more. Lidl says they want to open up 35 new supermarkets as part of a €600 million investment over the next 5 years. My local Lidl has been demolished to the ground because they're doing it up completely. So it's completely gone and they're doing a whole new building on the site. The Irish Independent VHI boss gets a 45 grand pay bump. Ministers have approved a €45,000 pay rise for the chief of VHI, Brian Walsh, amid a series of health insurance premium hikes. It's a pay rise of 16% and the latest increase rubber stamped for the boss of a commercial semi-state body following a review, says the Irish Independent. Inside the papers then, what could solve all of our problems would be if we have more ministers, but you're going to need a referendum for that. The Examiner says Taoiseach Micheál Martin has suggested expanding the number of cabinet seats. So we need more than 15 cabinet ministers, but the move would necessitate a constitutional referendum. This all came after Minister of State Timmy Dooley suggested that there needs to be a full-time minister for the Marine. And the Taoiseach says, I'd love to have a full-time cabinet minister for the Marine, but he's constrained to only having 15 cabinet ministers. So he thinks we need extra ministers around the cabinet table. And maybe that would solve all of the issues in the country. One of the issues in the country, of course, is our high electricity prices. And the Irish Independent says we have a second report confirming that this country has the highest electricity prices in the EU. There's a new index called the Household Energy Price Index, and it has found Dublin is the most expensive capital city in the EU for electricity. And they looked at 33 European countries. They even looked at Switzerland, which is usually very, very expensive, but still Ireland has the highest electricity prices in the EU. Now there are calls for the government to take action. Maybe we should have a minister for electricity, only for electricity, to control those prices. Also, we probably need a minister for dodgy boxes as well, because the Irish Independent says Arsenal's loss in the Champions League final to Paris Saint-Germain attracted 1.2 million views on illegal stream illegal streams in Ireland, dodgy links, we'll call it that. And that's despite the fact that the game was free to air on RTE. So even when sport is free on the telly, people are still using illegal streaming, which would suggest the prevalence and high usage of dodgy boxes and illegal streaming services across the country. And a lot of people are using them, as I say, even when sport is available to view for free. 1.2 million views of 90 seconds or more through an illegal stream or dodgy box of Saturday's Champions League final, says the Irish Independent. Two final stories for you. One comes from The Eye, and it's to do with the most stylish men in the world. And David Beckham comes out on top. Now, he's been famous for years, and it's been a long time since David Beckham was at the top of the sports game, but he is still top when it comes to the most fashionable male celebrities. So he's rated the most highly for fashion and style for people under the age of 35. So it's David Beckham in first, then it's Idris Elba, Harry Styles, Tom Holland, Lewis Hamilton, Justin Bieber, Pedro Pascal, Pharrell Williams, Timothy Chalamet, if I say that right, and Jack Grealish. No Irishman in the most stylish there, unfortunately. But there we go, David Beckham comes out on top. And finally, staying with men, the Times of London says it's a sort of old cliche that men love fixing things, but actually it may be true. A study suggests that that could be true. Men are more interested in things and women are more interested in people. So researchers asked 2,800 adults to complete a series of tests measuring everything from their personality to memory skills, spatial reasoning, verbal ability and emotional awareness. You're also asked how much you would enjoy activities like fixing a toaster, listening in on a conversation between two people, or stopping to watch a machine working in the street. And men, on average, performed better on the spatial tasks, and women, on average, scored higher on tests of verbal fluency, verbal memory, and reading emotions. So men like to fix things, and women like to get to know people and maybe make the first move to meet a new neighbour. Things like that. More on that story in the Times of London.
Breakfast Briefing
with Gallagher, providing business insurance, financial planning solutions and personal insurance nationwide.